There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 23rd edition. Hope everybody had a great weekend and is fully recharged for another week of work and DFS action upon us. The NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs are in full swing. Interesting golf tournament in the books. Whatever else you enjoy, we had some fun baseball as well. We had an 8-game slate on your Monday to wet your whistle and get you going on to the week, so we're not going to waste much time. We're going to get right into it. There is the Braves-Reds. They play in at 6:40 Eastern, so they're not on the main slate. But you got Indians-Orioles, total of 8. Twins-Yankees, total of 9. A's-Rangers, we have a 10, folks. A 10. As Billy Bob would say, a perfect 10. We got the Angels-Astros at 8.5. Mariners-White Sox, 9. Padres-Rockies, Coors Field, special at 11. Marlins-Dodgers waiting on that total because Walker Buehler, the stud prospect pitcher for the Dodgers, is making his debut as a starter. He pitched out of the pen last year a bit. Nationals-Giants, 7.5. So a couple high totals there. Then we got some dealing going on. So it's going to be a fun slate to break down. Weather-wise, shouldn't be too bad. Seattle and the White Sox, slight chance of rain. Hopefully that's fine. San Diego, Colorado, and Coors, wind blowing in from left field at about 11 miles an hour. Slight chance of rain there as well. The Nationals, Giants in San Francisco, blowing out at a 14-mile-an-hour clip in that one. Let's get to your pitching. You got three guys over $10,000, and it's led by the one and only Garrett Cole at $12,600 at home against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And this is an interesting matchup we have here, as we have Cole, who's been just straight filth, coming off a very interesting start. We got 25.6 at Seattle. No earned runs in 7 innings. He's gone 7 innings in all 4 of his starts. He only had 5 Ks this last time after going 14, 11, and 11. Still got you 25.6, which is the lowest he's had on the season. Hasn't faced the Angels yet this year. Angels' offense has been outstanding. They only strike out 17.6% of the time. The Giants' pitching overall is pretty darn good against them this past weekend, which says a little something. But they come into Houston looking to maybe revamp things, but they run into the Cole train, Garrett Cole. The Angels have the third lowest total on the slate at 373, lefties 324, righties 289. So Cole could be risky against an Angels offense that can't explode at a moment's notice, but he's been darn good this year. So at 12-6, I absolutely like him yet again. Carlos Carrasco, 11-7 at the Baltimore Orioles. You saw Corey Kluber struggle a bit on Sunday, but you got Carrasco coming off back-to-back big performances, 27.4 against the Twins in Puerto Rico, and then 33.8 against the Detroit Tigers at home. So he's getting it going here of late, and he's facing an Orioles team that strikes out almost 27% of the time. And he's a big -190 road favorite, so there's a lot to like there. Cookie has just been great. Ground ball rate of 45.3% to go with his 27.4% strikeout rate. And the Orioles have the lowest total on the slate at 3.5. Lefties 303, righties 263. Lot to like about Cookie in this matchup. The Orioles do have some power. You saw Machado take Kluber deep twice, and there's a few others, but, you know, no scope in the lineup, and there's other guys just struggling. No Mancini, I believe, as well. So there are a few things to really like about that option. And last but not least, the guy that everybody loves to hate is Gio Gonzalez, $10,800 at the San Francisco Giants. Gio's got 16 or more points in every game this year, but really hasn't lit the world on fire for this price tag, so it'll turn a lot of people off. I get it if you don't want to go there, but it is the Gigantes, whose offense is nothing too special. They're striking out almost 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching this year. That's a big change from things past with the Giants. Giants' offense used to not be good, but they used to not strike out a lot either. They're striking out a ton, and Gio's bringing a 23% K rate and a 46% ground ball rate into AT&T Park. Giants' second lowest total on the slate at 3.7. Lefties 242, righties 298. So Gio could be a very, very intriguing choice at 10-8, as many will not use him, especially out of these three guys up top. So the way I have it ranked is Gerrit Cole 1, Gio 2, Carrasco 3, but they're all very, very good options. It depends on the price point you want to target and the risk rewards you're willing to take. Now we drop down from the big boys to Chad Bettis at 7,500. It's a steep price tag, I'd say, for a pitcher in Coors. We know Bettis, he's made one start at home this year, 5 2/3, 4 hits, 1 earned, 3 Ks, 13.2 DraftKings points. He's averaging 20.1 a game on the road, coming off a big start at Pittsburgh and at Washington. His last two starts, 22-3, 24-8. His start at home is against Atlanta, where he got 13.2 DraftKings points. Atlanta, San Diego, not the same offenses. San Diego is striking out a whopping 27.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. There's a lot to like there with Bettis. Bettis isn't the biggest K guy, but 48% ground ball limits the hard contact. It is Coors, always a tremendous risk. Not sugar hiding that at all. Tremendous risk. The Padres have the third highest total at 5-1-2. Lefties 3-10, righties 3-46 against Bettis. So it's a GPP only play, but I wanted to bring him to mind just so if you wanted to differentiate yourself, Bettis is better than people think and could put together a really good start against a bad Padres team. Trevor Cahill, $7,000 at the Texas Rangers. Cahill made his MLB debut, or season debut, last time out at 5,100, and we were all over him through seven shutout innings against the Chicago White Sox, getting 8 Ks and 11 ground balls, the 3 fly balls and 92 pitches. Got you 31.6 points. Now, I mentioned it last time with Cahill. Control is always a concern with him last year. He started walking guys, wild pitches, a lot of goofy stuff, but he also always had K stuff last year. Texas strikes out 25% of the time to go with the 23.3% K rate of Cahill, and Cahill's got that big ground ball rate I was telling you about, so there's a lot to like with Cahill. It is a tough ballpark to pitch in Texas, but that big strikeout rate really, really stands out to me. Lefties 326, righties 381 last year off of Cahill, 4.85 total for the Rangers, so it's a high total. Second highest total on the game is 10, compared to the Rockies Padres game at 11, so it's a very interesting game to go off of, but Cahill at 7K could bring some serious returns in that one. Then we drop below $7,000. You got Chris Stratton, who everybody laughed at and said, whoa, how did he do this? Well, apparently you haven't been paying attention to Chris Stratton. Will he do it every game? No, but $4,800 last week. I told you this was a ridiculous price. 26.8 points. He had 25.4 at the Padres, and then he struggled in two starts against the Dodgers. So this is the Nats, a very good offense. If you don't want to go to Stratton, there are some better options maybe down below here. But I wanted to bring him up because the Nats strike out almost 21% of the time. Stratton at $6,800 does have some nice upside. Washington's team total is the fourth lowest on the slate. It's only the Angels, Giants, and Orioles are lower than the Nats at 3.8. Lefties 317, righties 281 versus Chris Stratton. So at $6,800, you could do worse. Drop down a little more, and you got Walker Buehler at $6,200. This is what every tout in the world is going to be touting tomorrow. The kid is a freak. He's absolutely amazing. He's been tearing up AAA this year. No sugarcoating that, but the part you need to pay attention to at $6,200 is he's averaging about 65 pitches a start, and he's only gone into the 80s once this year. I said on a Bench with Bubba podcast when we talked about Walker Buehler, the kid's great. I think his future with the team this year is like the Davinsky role because they want to limit his innings. They don't want to abuse this arm. They've had bad history with some big-time prospects lately. So Walker Buehler, as good as he is, if he gives you 5-6 innings, he could pay it off, no doubt about it. But just realize that risk is built into that price tag. Miami does strike out at 25% of the time. They are a horrific offense. Buehler's big-time ground ball guy, good strikeout stuff. The Marlins, we're waiting on their team total because this total isn't out yet. But last year out of the bullpen, lefties 248, righties did hit him pretty well at 514 at a very, very small sample size. But wanted to mention Buehler. I love the kid. I love his talent. It's just a big question of how far does he go. It's kind of like that Yonny Chirinos thing we have every time Chirinos is on the mound. Okay, the price tag is amazing. We know he can ball out. How far is he going to go? If I know for a fact Buehler's getting 80 to 85 plus pitches, I'll take that dart at 62. So pay attention tomorrow, Slack chat. We'll, any news that breaks, we'll be talking about it in there. So make sure you join the Slack chat. Ask for an invite if you need it. A lot of good stuff going on in there. After Walker Buehler, you got a very, very interesting one at the Los Angeles Dodgers, Jarlin Garcia. This kid has been pitching really well. I've been paying attention to him lately. He got 15.7 points at the Yankees, 18.3 at home against the Mets, struggled at Philly, and then 23.7 against the Cubs. So basically 16 or more points in three or four starts for $6,000. Not too bad. And come on, one was at Yankee Stadium. I take that very, very – it intrigues me. It intrigues me quite a bit. So this kid is interesting at $6,000 because the pickings down here are all really, really dicey. You know, if you've listened long enough already, that I like my cheapies. This is a cheapie but a risky one. Dodgers do strike out 23.5% of the time versus lefties. You got a good ground ball, soft contact guy with Jarlin Garcia. Lefties 253, righties 285 off of him this year. So he's pitching really, really well. The Dodgers offense really hasn't got clicking yet. And we know they will eventually. Like, no Justin Turner in that lineup makes lefties so much more desirable. No Logan Forsythe. There's a lot of little things like that that stand out compared to previously when you're thinking about Dodgers versus lefties. But if you don't want to, you can put bats against them. I don't blame you, but this is an intriguing play at $6,000. And the last one I'll mention, because talk about price cuts, Kevin Gausman is $5,800. He's at home. He's against the Cleveland Indians. Yes, risky, risky stuff. Last two starts have been good, 12.1, 20.1 DraftKings points. He's only given up three earned runs or less in his last three starts, at Detroit, home versus Toronto, at the Yankees. So he's been getting that done, going six innings in each of his last two starts. He just hasn't had the strikeouts working. 4, 7, 3, 5, those are his strikeout totals in his four starts this year. So very, very risky against the Cleveland offense that we've seen get going. But even Kastner and Tillman, for the most part, they made it work over the weekend, which is very surprising. Like today, a lot of the damage was off the bullpen. So keep that in mind. When you're looking at Gausman, you have a Cleveland team that strikes out 24.4% of the time to Gossman's 22% K rate, limits the hard contact, good ground ball. If he's on, it can be really, really good. If he's off, it can get ugly. Indians have a total of 4.5 middle of the pack for the slate. Lefties 357, righties 348. But at $5,800, it could make it pretty intriguing for you. So let's recap your pitching up top. You got Cole 1, Gonzalez 2, Carrasco 3. All three are very much in play. In the middle, you got Cahill 1, Bettis 2. Then down below, you got Jarlin Garcia 1, Chris Stratton 2, Walker Buehler 3, Kevin Gausman 4. So all very, very intriguing options as you get ready to pick your pitchers on this 8-game slate. Before we get to the bats, let's talk about draft. Great way to play fantasy sports. One of my favorite ways to play fantasy sports. I probably draft 5 to 10 matchups a day. It's an absolute blast. You draft in under 5 minutes or less. You pick one pitcher, one DH infielder, or two DH infielders, and two outfielders, so 5 total players. There's head-to-heads, 3-mans, 5-mans, 10-mans, dream teams, all kinds of fun stuff. Prices starting at $3 or more. Tons of ways to do it and get paid out the next day. So if you haven't tried it out, try it out. Download the app in your app store under Draft or go to draft.com. Use promo code SDSports when you check out and make your first deposit. You'll get entry into a free $3 game. So again, draft.com. Use promo code SDSports for a free entry to a game. And if you have any questions, hit me up. Let me know and I'll answer them all for you. It's a great way to play fantasy sports. I highly recommend it. Now let's get to your bats on this 8-game slate. We kick it off at the catcher's position. The Yankees versus Jake Odorizzi. Odorizzi gets beat up by righties. He is a reverse splits guy. The Yankees have a 5.11 total, fourth highest on the slate. Lefties 312, righties 319. In years past, a lot of loud, hard contacts by righties versus Odorizzi. So Gary Sanchez at 47 is very intriguing. We mentioned if you're going to fade Gio Gonzalez, you want right-handed bats versus him. So Posey at 37 could be a play for you. You go down the list, though, and you look at guys like Chris Iannetta and Coors at 35 versus Mitchell. Mitchell has really, really struggled this year. Rockies have the highest total, almost 6. Lefties 355, righties 351. So Iannetta definitely gets that Coors bump. Jonathan Lucroy versus the lefty Matt Moore. Lucroy's $3,300. The A's have the second highest total at 5.15. Lefties 434, righties 330 off of Matt Moore. So Lucroy at 33 is in play. You got Austin Hedges and Coors at 32 if you want to go that direction. The farther down you go, though, there are some intriguing options, like a Yan Gomes versus Gausman at 29. Gomes had a big Sunday of action. If Max Stassi gets the start for Houston versus Tyler Skaggs, 2,900 bucks there. When you look at Houston, 477 total, lefties 307, righties 336 off Skaggs. So Stassi at 29 could be a value play for you there. Other than that, check your lineups out as others will drop in there for the value plays on the slate. First base, Will Myers and Coors at 47. Bettis is a reverse splits guy, so righties do hit him better than lefties. So keep Myers in mind as he's had really good history versus Bettis in the past. You got Encarnacion, Eric Hosmer, and Coors at 44 is not bad either. You go down to guys like Jose Abreu at 4,000. That's some good savings against Mike Leake, who's just not that good at baseball. White Sox at 4-2 total, lefties 327, righties 308. Abreu at 4K, not bad at all. Yuli Gurriel, guy that hits lefties really well, first base, third base eligible. He's 4K versus Skaggs, don't mind that either. You got Desmond and Coors at 4K. Joey Gallo's 38 is okay. Brandon Belt against the lefty, I'd rather not, but I don't hate it at that price tag. Joe Mauer versus Tanaka at 33 doesn't have the home run upside you're used to, but he's been just crushing the baseball. Marwin Gonzalez, one of the best hitters last year against left-handed pitching. He's first base outfield eligible at 3,200. He's been heating up over the weekend, so someone to keep an eye on there. Justin Bour is only 3,100 versus Walker Buehler. Bour had a good Sunday of action, a couple RBIs, a couple knocks. He's been cheap. He's 3,100. He's a guy that can definitely run into one, so keep an eye on him. If Matt Adams cracks the lineup for the Nationals, he's only 3,000 versus Stratton, so he's in play. Ronald Guzman, 2,900 versus Cahill. Another cheapie for you there. Let's head over to the second base position, and you'll have your usual suspect leading the way. Jose Altuve, 5K versus a lefty. Yep. LeMahieu and Coors at 47, not too bad. You got Lowry at 46. Dozier at 45, he's got a couple career home runs off of Tanaka, so a guy to keep in mind there. When you look at the Twins, 389 total, lefties 310, but righties 342 off of Tanaka. So a guy like Brian Dozier at 45, very much in play for you. Farther down you go, you got like Robbie Cano at 4K versus Miguel Gonzalez. It's a solid looking play. And so is Yoan Moncada at 3,900 bucks. Moncada's having a really, really good year. Much better from the left side than the right. So you get a 39. Moncada's a solid, solid play for you there. Farther down you go, you got Kiki Hernandez. He's first base, second base eligible versus the lefty Garcia at 33. Chad Pinder cracks the lineup, second base shortstop eligible for Oakland. He's 3,200. You got in Coors, Carlos Azuyehe of San Diego at 3,200 bucks. That's some nice Coors discounting for you there. So keep an eye on him as well. Other than that, you know, you have to check your lineups. There'll be a couple guys that pop up for you in the sub-threes, like Jerks and Profar and some others. Third base, you got Arenado and Coors. That's a gimme. Jose Ramirez is starting to really, really heat up. So if you're not buying into Gausman, Ramirez at 48 is a great play. Great play. Matt Chapman in Texas versus Moore at 43 is outstanding. Like that quite a bit. Bregman, one of the Astros just crushed lefties, period. Bregman at 42 is a steal. So you got some really nice high price options in Arenado, Ramirez, Chapman, and Bregman. All really, really good plays depending on your price points there. Don't hate that at all. Gurriel at 4,000, mentioned him. You got Villanueva from San Diego. He's got a 9-game hitting streak now at $4,000 going into Coors. So that could be a fun one there at 4K. Padres are always discounted in Coors. They don't get that Coors bump like other teams do. I love playing the Padres and Coors because at least one game they just go bananas. And everybody always takes the Rockies. Kyle Seager at only 36 versus Miguel Gonzalez. Very, very nice price tag on that one as well. So keep in mind Kyle Seager. Got Belcher at 34. Decent history against Cahill in the past. Evan Longoria versus the lefty Gio. Like that a lot. Longo, big time power versus lefties. He's 3,200. So nice value for you there. Somehow Chase Headley gets to start in Coors. He's only 3K. I doubt he does, but if he does, 3K is cheap, cheap, cheap. Then you got guys like Miguel Andujar, who's been swinging a really good bat the last few days. He's 2,800 bucks or so to Rizzi. That's an extreme value to get a piece of that big-time Yankees offense, so keep him in mind as well. Shortstop, you got Correa at 51, yes. Machado at 5K. It almost doesn't matter who he's facing now. If you want it, he'll be so low-owned. Good GPP thing. Didi Gregorius at 49, love that. That's an outstanding play. Went deep again on Sunday. Keeps crushing it. But then you got Lindor at 47. I like that price. That's insane pricing for a guy that's been hitting as well as he has. So really good options again up top at shortstop, as you'd expect. You got Trevor Story and Coors at 43. Prefer him versus a lefty, but Mitchell's bad. You're probably getting a lot of Padres bullpen. Gene Segura's hitting it really well, lefties and righties right now. It's at 3,900. Remember, Seattle and the White Sox. Seattle's team total, 4.8. It's like the fifth highest on the slate. Lefties 372, righties 336. So Seattle could be a nice sneaky stack if they if everything works out right. Basically, if you want to go outside of Coors, you got the A's. Technically the Rangers, but I'm going A's. And then White Sox, Mariners, those three teams could really get you a bump, and they're discounted. The further down you go, like Freddie Galvis and Coors at 35 is a solid tag. Marcus Semien, big time versus lefties, leading off at 3,400 for the A's. Like that a lot. You mentioned Chad Pinder already at 32 if he cracks the lineup. So a couple nice options there. And then see who else pops up. I might have missed him, but I didn't see Gleyber Torres anywhere. He should be on here somewhere. I will look him up right now for you to see where they have him. He's second base, third base eligible, and he's $3,000. So he could be in play as well if you need to go that direction. To the outfield, Chucky Blackman at 57 versus Mitchell is outstanding. You got Judge at 54. Trout at 53 is interesting versus Cole. No one's going to own him. Harper at 52 is okay. Springer at 5K, I like a ton versus lefty Skaggs. You got Giancarlo, Will Myers, mentioned them. And then K with the Chris Davis at 46 versus Moore is almost an auto play if you can afford it, because the way he matches lefties is just boom, boom, boom. And he went deep again on Sunday. So someone to keep in mind for you there. Nelly Cruz, 4,300. He's feeling it. Like that quite a bit. Mentioned Desmond at 4K. Brett Gardner at 4K. Especially if he's hitting towards the top of the lineup, that's really big. Franchi Cordero in Coors at only 3,900 versus Chad Bettis. If you guys didn't see that bomb he hit on Saturday in Arizona, the Around the Bases pod handle tweeted it out. I think it was like 489 feet. Absolute bomb. And now he goes to Coors. Got Joey Gallo at 38. Michael Brantley at 38. He's heating up. Mitch Haniger, a guy I was all over today, got 30-plus points. He's $3,700. I like him more versus lefties and righties, but he's hitting everything right now, hitting right behind, you know, the Seegers, Cano, Cruz area, or he was hitting second today. So he's been right in the middle of all that action in Seattle, so he's a nice piece of that pie. Senzu Chu at 36, don't mind that. Chris Taylor at 3,600 for the Dodgers. He had a good weekend. Maybe he's getting his back going. Something to keep an eye on. But like Aaron Hicks at 35, he's been leading off. I think that's an outstanding play. He had a big weekend, 10 points today, 4 Friday, 10 Thursday, 7 the day before. He's been swinging it well, $3,500 against Odorizzi. Don't hate that at all. Mazzara went deep on Sundays, 34. McCutcheon, good versus lefties. Has got good history versus Gio, too. We'll get to that in the BVP. He's 3,400. You got Max Kepler. He's got 4 homers on the year. He's 3,300 versus Tanaka. We know Tanaka will give up the long ball, so it's a guy to keep in mind as well. Marwin Gonzalez at 32. Mentioned him already. Eddie Rosario at 32. Another guy like Kepler against Tanaka for the GPP-type plays. Nicky Delmonico at 3,100 versus Leak is a nice value option if you need to go down below. Don't hate that at all. A guy like Derek Dietrich at 31 versus Buehler is in play as well. Ben Gamble for Seattle at 3K is a nice cheapy versus Miguel Gonzalez. Could give him a look as well. Other than that, you have to kind of see what pops up. There'll always be a few guys down here, like I say, on every deal. Like David Dahl's up right now. If he gets to start versus Mitchell at 2,800 in Coors, that's criminal. That $2,800 for his ability in Coors Field is just wrong. So see what comes out in these lineups. There will be some values. There's a ton of players at these positions tonight for eight-game slate. It's crazy how many people are on there. So let's recap your pitching real quick. Up top, you got Garrett Cole, Gio, Carrasco, 1, 2, 3. In the middle, Cahill, 1, Bettis, 2. Down below, Jarlin Garcia, 1, Stratton, 2, Walker Buehler, 3, Kevin Gausman, 4. Let's take a look at your BVP before we send you on your way. Starting with Minnesota and the Yanks. Nothing really there. Eduardo Escobar, 6 for 13 with a double off Tanaka. Dozier's 5 for 14 with a double. Lomo's taking him deep. You go down a little farther. Like Brandon Guyer, 3 for 5, 3 doubles off Gausman, but really not a ton of history there. Chinsu Chu's 5 for 10 with a double off Trevor Cahill. Beltre, 11 for 31, 4 doubles, 2 home runs. And he's only $3,400. Ichiro, 6 for 19, 3 doubles, 2 homers up. Miguel Gonzalez, Andrew Romine, if he cracks the lineup, 7 for 17. Nelly Cruz, 5 for 16 with a double and a homer. Seager's taking him deep. Cano's taking him deep as well. So has Ben Gamble, 1 for 1 with a homer. He has 3K. Jake Mariznick, 4 for 4 with a double and a homer off Skaggs. He's a super cheap outfielder option if you need him. Jose Altuve, 6 for 15. Justin Upton, 4 for 11 versus Cole. Will Myers, 9 for 19, 3 doubles, a homer, or a triple, 2 homers off Chad Bettis. Mentioned him earlier as a guy with good BVP. McCutcheon, 6 for 20, two doubles and a triple off Gio. Posey, 8 for 27, a double and a homer. Crawford's taking him deep as well. And that'll do it on your BVP, and that'll do it with quick hits. So a medium-sized eight-game slate to get you ready for the week. Not too much, not too little. Nice little slate to get to. Hopefully none of the rainouts take place, and the little rain that looks like might be there disappears, or it's not too bad. Check us out, TheSportsDegens, at TheSportsDegens on Twitter. Just dropped Bench with Bubba, episode 89. Elliot Chris joined me. He's from 4for4 Football, from DFS Power Hour. He does his own podcast, the Draft Daily Pod. He's been outstanding, crushing it for a couple months. Just content after content after content. We talked to all the position players and much, much more. So go check that out to get ready for the draft. I had Max Freeze on episode 88, breaking down some fantasy baseball stuff for you. So tons of stuff like there. We got Around the Bases with Bubba Mo, episode 60. It dropped last week. Tons of great content over there. So check us out on iTunes. Give us a rate and review. It'll help us out a ton. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. Some are on Spotify. Now we're working on getting all of them there. We got Spreaker, the works. So go check it all out. Go check out Draft News, promo code SD Sports when you check out for entry to a $3 tournament. With that being said, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 23rd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.